It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Guy Raz. And on the show today, approaching with kindness and how a little bit of appreciation can go a long way. A couple of weeks ago, I got a chance to speak with Mike Robbins. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Guy.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
You can probably call Mike an expert in appreciation, appreciating yourself, appreciating other people. He writes books about it, gives lectures, and runs seminars at major companies. But we probably spent the first 15 minutes of our conversation talking about baseball.
I wouldn't say the best pitcher in the NL.
Well, the Nationals have the same
issue. Because before Mike was the appreciation guy, he was Mike the baseball player.
For me, from the age of, you know, probably 7, I knew I wanted to play in the major leagues. There was really nothing else I wanted to do. When I started playing Little League back in those days, you played 9 through 12. And I would say by about the age of 10, I was probably the best player on the team.
By the time Mike got to high school, he was a really good pitcher on a really good team. And people started paying attention.
Every time I pitched my sophomore year in high school, there were probably anywhere between 25 and 40 scouts at the game.
The New York Yankees recruited Mike before he left high school, but he was already committed to play at Stanford.
My junior year, I was one of the starters at Stanford and ended up starting our first game of the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska, which was pretty cool, and that's when I got drafted by the Kansas City Royals that year. And so my college career was, you know, quite successful and ultimately led me to the opportunity to play professional baseball, which is what I wanted to do.
Mike played in the minor leagues for 3 seasons. And then, in 1997, pitching against the Durham Bulls, Mike tore ligaments in his left arm, his throwing arm. And in that moment, his entire baseball career was over.
It was devastating. I mean, it was disorienting. I was 23 when I got hurt. And then I was left in this place of, well, what do I do now and where am I going to focus my energy and attention and my ego and my identity? I mean, you know, I was Mike the baseball player from the time I was literally 7 years old.
Yeah.
But I finally, I was able to acknowledge when it was all over, you know what? I was pretty good at that. I wasted so much time and energy thinking I wasn't good enough or comparing myself to all the guys around me or being scared that I wasn't going to make it. And the biggest regret that I had when the whole thing was over was I wish I would have enjoyed that more. I wish I would have appreciated that more.
And this is when Mike the baseball player started to become Mike the appreciation guy.
There aren't a ton of people that have the same experience that I've had in terms of playing pro baseball and injuring their pitching arm. However, the experience of not appreciating what I have or what we have while we have it seems universal. So I started to realize, I think this is a message that's important for me to remember, but I want to try to remind other people to not miss the important aspects and moments and experiences of their lives. And as I started to tell my story about baseball, it really resonated with people in a more universal way.
And that became Mike's new career, a mission to get people to appreciate their lives and appreciate the people around them. Mike Robbins picks up the story from the TED stage.
I started to study things like positive psychology. This was the late 90s, and it was starting to get big, and I was studying emotional intelligence and group dynamics, and what I was finding was fascinating me so much so that I actually ended up writing a book, which is all about appreciation. But there's a simple distinction that I've learned over the years of doing this work and working with a lot of different types of people, both as it relates to business, but also in our lives personally. We got to understand the distinction between recognition and appreciation. Recognition, here's what recognition is. It's positive feedback based on results or performance. And it's motivating. It feels good, right? When you work hard, you do something well, someone recognizes it, it feels good. However, recognition is finite. It's scarce. It's only based on our performance. And usually in an organizational structure or in others, it's got to come from the top down for it to really have weight and merit. Therefore, it has a lot of limits. Appreciation, on the other hand, much more expansive. It's more about people. Less about what they do, more about who they are. The best way I know to describe this distinction is an example from my baseball career. I was a pitcher. Do you know what happens to the pitcher in the baseball game when the pitcher doesn't do well? You know what happens? Yeah, they stop the game, right? And in front of everybody, the manager walks out to the mound and literally takes the ball out of your hand and makes you leave.
So your manager comes up to the mound. You hand him the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You sort of walk off the mound, back to the dugout.
Yep.
You sit down on the bench,
yep.
And your teammates kind of do what?
Mostly everyone sort of runs away from you. It's like they don't want to catch the, you know, bad thing you've got or whatever. I mean, it's sort of the more sociologically, the environment is so focused on performance and results
That if you do well, there's a lot of high fives and way to goes and attaboys and all that. But when I would fail like that, they would just kind of walk away from me and leave me alone, which I always found to be a really, really awful and painful part of the experience. Because as I would sit there by myself with no one talking to me, the little voice in my head would just be telling me you're terrible and everybody hates you and you blew it. And, you know,
when you look back at that moment now, what do you think would have been helpful?
So what I would have loved is for one of my teammates or my coaches to come up and ask me, hey, Mike, is there anything that you need right now or anything I could do to support you? If someone had asked me that question, I would have said, yeah, actually, there is. Could you sit down right next to me and could we talk for a little bit, maybe and probably about anything except for what just happened on the mound, on the field? Some way of reminding me that I'm more than just the failure that just happened. Sometimes we don't know what to say to someone when they fail or they're dealing with something challenging, so we don't say anything because we think that's more respectful or we don't want to upset them more, when in fact I think sometimes that does more harm than good.
You just wanted to be appreciated for that moment.
Absolutely. I wanted to be appreciated, but at the same time, and I failed for the team. If I gave up a bunch of runs early in the game, we might not be able to come back. So there's got to be some accountability. I also understood that. But what I needed in those moments and almost never got was some reassurance that, like, we still value you, we still care about you, we still appreciate you, even though you just failed.
You know, I spoke at a conference in Silicon Valley, a leadership conference, about a year and a half ago. And the speaker before me was a professor from UC Berkeley. And he was sharing some interesting research that they'd been doing at Haas Business School, which is at Berkeley. And one of the studies he put up on his slide talked about what motivates productivity. And what they found in the study was that when people felt recognized for the work they did, they were 23% more effective and productive than when people didn't. Made sense. But the same study found that when people felt valued and cared for, a literal or figurative pat on the back, that the people around them, particularly the person they report to, really cared about them, they were 43% more effective and productive than people who didn't. There was a 20% increase in productivity from focusing on who people are, not just what they do. That's the distinction. But remember, appreciate doesn't mean like, doesn't mean agree with, doesn't mean, hey, let's be best friends and let's go hang out. It means recognize the value of. You can recognize the value of any human being at any time for any reason.
So, Mike, I'm trying to imagine someone listening to this right now, and they might think, you know, this is a little hokey,
right?
Like new agey or something, you know. But you're arguing there's real practical, real world implications here.
Absolutely, absolutely. When I talk to teams, I'll often say, okay, I'm talking to a group of people who are engineers or people who are, you know, very, very high level, very specific, and I'll come in and, okay, we're going to talk about teamwork and collaboration, and I get some people start rolling their eyes. And one of the questions I'll often ask is, okay, think about the best team you've ever been a part of. And people raise their hands and they say things like, we trusted each other, we had each other's backs, we believed in the mission. It's all these things that are kind of squishy and soft when they start to realize, oh yeah, those are the things, the key ingredients that often make a great team great.
How many of you notice from time to time when someone gives you a compliment, you get a little funny about it? You ever notice that? Okay, you know what you're supposed to say when someone compliments you? Thank you. Then, shut your mouth. Literally, you don't have to say anything else after the thank you. Usually, if you listen to yourself and other people, whatever you say after the thank you is almost always weird and insincere. It is. It's a compliment. Sometimes we give a compliment right back to the person, and sometimes we mean it, but sometimes it's like completely inappropriate. It would be like if you came up to me after this one and said, hey, Mike, that was a great talk, and I went, you too. That's weird, but even worse, we argue with people. You ever do that? Someone gives you a compliment, you go, oh, no. It's bad, it was terrible, we start cutting ourselves down. That's literally like someone handing you a birthday gift and saying happy birthday, and you going, what's wrong with you? I don't deserve this, and throwing it on the floor. You ruin the gift, you offend the giver, and you don't get very many more gifts that way. Do you know they've scientifically proven now that when one human being expresses kindness and appreciation to another human being, and it's received, raises the serotonin level in both people's brains. It physiologically makes us feel better.
To me, like, this is a really actionable hack. It's like so simple.
It's so simple, and it's in there. We know how to do it. We just have to remember and tap into it on a daily basis and with the people we interact with and the people we work with and live with and the people on the bus or at the train station or at the coffee shop or wherever we are. And remember, we know how to do it. People know how to receive it, and it is really simple, but it can be profound.
That's Mike Robbins. He's a public speaker, author, and former baseball player. You can see his full talk at TED.com. www.npr.org.